You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
It is the third year that the world is facing the COVID-19 pandemic, with the Omicron variant currently spreading like a wildfire in some parts of the world. But most people I've spoken to lately are quite confident, and a lot more confident about the new year than they were about the previous 2 years. And so for a discussion on what lies ahead for the South African economy, I'm joined by Adrian Saville, who is the investment specialist at Genera Capital. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Vivian, to you. All the best.
Is it going to be a good one, though? And are you more hopeful about 2022 than you were pre-pandemic years?
Well, unfortunately, let me jump straight into the role of economist and point to the things that are going to depress us. And as much as there was a very valuable recovery in the South African economy and the world economy in 2021, it remains the case that the South African economy is in a structural straitjacket, and it's very difficult to see with the existing structures how the economy achieves at least three important things. The one is elevated economic growth. The second is job-creating economic growth. And the third is distribution of that growth to address the inequality. And those structural constraints or those binding constraints are well known. What's missing in 2022, and it was missing in 2021, and it's been missing for a number of years, is turning the policy talk into action.
Just on the two points, the elevated economic growth and also the job creating growth. I mean, at the onset of the pandemic, a host of economic and reconstruction and what plans being tabled by our government. And I'm just wondering whether this is the year that we actually start seeing the fruit of those plans.
Well, Fifi, if I could play with your words, you talk about the what plan. And I would, I'm going to be cheeky and suggest that it's exactly that. We've got acres of paperwork, policy paperwork that points to these very important structural reforms. And it's about achieving energy security, lowering the cost of data, increasing transmission capacities, broadcast capacities, improving transport efficiencies. These are absolutely key parts of building a competitive and inclusive economy. And until we've got those policy plans turning from proposals into implementation, we're going to be stuck in this very, very low economic growth environment, struggling to find new businesses or build new businesses, struggling to attract investment. And by that, I don't just mean foreign investment. Domestic investors have been missing for a long time. And, those changes are absolutely pivotal to building the confidence and the security that investors need to allocate capital.
What should this government then be focusing on, Adrian, to turn things around and to actually start meaningful recovery in this country?
Well, I would venture that there's probably three, fairly easy things to do. And the first is just establishing confidence and clarity in the direction of travel with policy. That this is the policy, it's here to stay, it's built to last. And each time there's a policy shift or there are challenges or debates about policy, investors get jittery. So I think that's the one thing, and that's a free lunch. That's easily done. It requires just, policy consistency, continuity. Related to that, the second is turning the talk into action. For instance, the release of spectrum. When we got into COVID, that spectrum was released as an emergency measure, evidencing that it was doable. But now we sit a year on from when the spectrum was supposed to be released, and that still hasn't been settled and resolved. So why is that missing in action, and when will we see it? And then the third that I think is that's often lost in conversations about what the prospects are for South Africa is we've got lots of low-hanging fruit. And amongst the low-hanging fruit would be turning the Zondo findings into action. That would build confidence. That would evidence delivery. We've got a fantastic renewable energy framework, the renewable energy IPPs. An absolutely superb framework. We've got world-class capabilities in that arena, and those are the types of things that we should be pushing, I think, down the line because they, or into play because they are available, they're easily implementable, and they will quickly help move the flywheel and start getting the missing confidence into action.
Mm. Adrian, notwithstanding the cautious outlook that you do have for the economy, maybe cautious is not even the right word. It's sounding pretty bleak. Is there anything that we can look forward to in 2022 from an economic perspective?
Well, I don't want to be painted as bleak. If I can, I'm concerned, and I'm not buoyant or bullish about the South African economy. There are certainly, you know, a range of positives, and amongst those positives include the buoyant commodity prices, which translated into valuable gains in fiscal collections and revenue. That's going to likely spur investment in the mining cluster, which has important spillovers and linkages into engineering, into building, construction, the aggregates businesses, equipment suppliers, and so on. And so although that's a small part of the economy, it has very valuable spillover and linkage effects. The I think a second aspect that we can be relatively buoyant about is that although growth is going to be low, we're moving into an increasingly stable an environment in which there's more clarity than we've had in the last 2 years. Now, you know, that's not a forecast because we know from the events of December that things can change, or late November, things can change very, very quickly. But there's certainly a feeling. I have a feeling that, you know, things in 22 are likely to be less erratic and less volatile and a little more predictable than they have been in the last 2 years.
I'm so glad the, well, in some corners, the prospects of this new, I don't know if it's a variant, but this concept of a Deltacron, the combination of the Delta variant and the Omicron was kind of quickly quashed, or water was thrown on it, because I can't deal with another tumultuous year of the pandemic again.
You know, perhaps you can hear, I'm not sure if you can hear my background noise, but I'm at an airport, which means I can travel. And if, you know, if we were trying to do this just as recently as, you know, a few weeks back, that seemed like an impossibility. So it does seem like this is an environment in which the impacts are less dramatic. Certainly we feel better equipped. And the direction of travel looks a little more certain. And importantly, you know, that's at the global level also. And, you know, South Africa is not alone in challenges. South Africa is worrying about, you know, building investor confidence. I think the global economy, in particular, the giant U.S. economy, has its own demons to wrestle. You saw the inflation numbers released earlier in the week, with the U.S. economy running at 7% inflation. You know, wow, this is a real demon for the world's biggest economy to wrestle.
Point taken there. Where are you headed to, by the way?
Say again?
Where are you headed to? Is that confidential? Do I need to get papaya compliance?
Not confidential at all. I'm going to celebrate a late Christmas and New Year with my wife.
Oh, stunning. Oh, stunning. I hope both of you have a wonderful time, but we'll leave it there. Adrian, that's a conversation on the South African economy with Adrian Saville, the investment specialist at Genera Capital.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.